Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Living by Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn, please, to Romans, the first chapter. For some weeks now, we've been on a series we're calling Living by Faith. Romans 1, he said, in verse 15, "So as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God and salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first, also to the Greek. For therein, in the gospel, in the good news, the anointed word of God, is the righteousness or rightness of God revealed." And how is it revealed? From faith to faith. See, here's another indication of it's revealed to us as we're able to take it. It's revealed how? It's revealed by faith and through faith. And then when our faith comes up, more is revealed. And then when our faith comes up, more is revealed. And he said, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Now, there's a whole lot of churches that have very limited light in this. And what I mean by that is they believe you get born again by faith. But then they kind of just close the door and believe wrongly that everything that happens after that is the mysterious will of God. And it's not really up to us. And everything's up to Him. And they don't endeavor to live every day dealing with every situation by faith. But the same way we got born again is the way we're supposed to get up in the morning. And the way we're supposed to go to sleep. Well, I can't sleep. You can by faith. I don't know if I can get up. You can by faith. I don't know if I can go. You can by faith. I like what the psalmist said. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. Hallelujah. When my strength fails, we can tap into His. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. You access it by faith. Now go with me to 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter. 2 Corinthians 4 and 6. 4:6. Let's read a few verses down through here. God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure, the treasure of the knowledge of the glory, God Himself, the Spirit of God, in earthen vessels. That's right here. That's right now. That the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Now notice what he says here. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. This word trouble has the connotation of pressure being brought to bear. And we got pressure and problems where? Paul said here at this time, on every side. And yet not distressed. Not distressed. Is it possible to have problems all around you and yet it's trying to push you from the outside and yet you are not squeezed on the inside? We are perplexed. What does that mean? Every time I read that, I think of a cartoon depiction with a big balloon over their head and a strange look on the face and a big question mark.
Yeah. Yeah.
Perplexed, but not in despair. Just because you don't know some things doesn't mean you have to get down, that you have to be depressed or discouraged. Finish reading this with me. Troubled on every side, yet not distressed. Do you have to be distressed because there's trouble in your life?
No.
No, you don't. A lot of people don't. They think you can't be happy and relieved until whatever's bothering you stops. A lot of church-going people believe that. A lot of people do. But it's not true. So people think, well, what I got to do is I got to find a less stressful job. I got to find a less stressful marriage. I got to find less stressful kids. I got to live in a less stressful part of the world. Now you laugh, but people are doing this. People are jumping out of their marriages, leaving their kids, leaving their jobs, leaving the ministry. But friend, you can be on a deserted island right by yourself and be stressed out because of that. Because it's not the stress that tries to come on you that bothers you. It's not the pressure that tries to come on you that bothers you. It's only the pressure you let in. Keep reading. Where were we in 2 Corinthians? Verse 9. Persecuted. Persecuted means folks are after you. They're chasing you. They're against you. But no matter who's against you, what else do we know? God is for me. And if He's for me, who and what difference does it make? who they are. If they're against me, cast down, but not destroyed. Knocked down, one translation says, but not knocked out. Keep reading. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. We're living in this world, dying world, curse-filled, problem-filled world. Our body's part of it. It hadn't been changed yet. But the life of Jesus is inside of us, in this earthen vessel, and it's manifested, hallelujah, to quicken us and give us victory throughout life. Verse 11. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. That's right here and now. Before this flesh is changed. It's while it's still mortal. Every time we're hit, we're pressed, we're experiencing some kind of death, there is supposed to be an outcome of life. Manifested, quickening, is that right?
Yes.
Victory in us and through us.
Yes.
Every time. Verse 12. So death works in us, but life in you. He's talking about His ministry to them. Verse 13. We having the same spirit of faith. Now what he was talking about, trouble on every side, yet not distressed. That's the spirit of faith. He was describing the spirit of faith. Perplexed, but not in despair. The only way you can do that, the only way. There is no drug that can give you peace. No drink. There's no amount of possessions. Nothing can give you peace and comfort on the inside except this. Perplexed, but not in despair. That is the spirit of faith. According as it is written, I believed, therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. Hallelujah. Knowing that he which raised up the Lord shall raise up us also by Jesus and present us with you. Glory to God. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man's renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, works for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things that are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, But the things which are not seen are eternal. This describes the spirit of faith. I know some pastor friends of mine from another part of the country here, and they were with us in one of these meetings. And the Lord was ministering on faith during these meetings through me, like He often does, like we often emphasize. And not too long after that, their son was involved in a very serious car crash. In fact, when they called him and told him about it, they didn't know how they were going to get him out of this crumpled car and didn't figure he would live. They wanted them to hurry that they might be able to speak to him. They didn't think they could cut him out and him still live. And the pastor and his wife got in the car. And as they're driving there, he grabbed her hand. They looked at each other. And he said, honey, no matter what we see, we are not going to fear. No matter what we see, we are going to believe God.
Amen.
Oh, friend, this is where battles are lost or won, right here. You don't have to know exactly what's wrong. You don't have to know exactly what to do about it.
No, that's right.
The Lord will show you that and walk you through that. But what you do have to do at the very beginning of it is decide. We are going to trust God.
Yes.
We're going to believe.
Yes.
Now, believe is not the same as praying loud at the top of your voice.
Right.
Believe is not the same as trying to rebuke and yell at the devil as hard and fast as you know how.
Right.
That can be done in pure fear.
Yes. That's right.
Praying and begging hard and fast as you can just be total fear.
Right.
No faith at all. When I'm talking about just praying, we're not talking about just rebuking and binding. We're talking about faith. Faith. They got there. It looked terrible. Within just moments, the Lord showed the people how to get him out. They got him. He lived, made it to the hospital. Totally recovered. Totally. Totally recovered. It was a witness to the whole church. It was a witness to the whole community. How quickly, I mean, he just sailed out of it. You wouldn't know anything ever happened to him. God brought him out. But can you see, they gave him something to work with. Can you see that? They made up their mind. They're so pivotal. When he grabbed her hand, they looked at each other. And he said, no matter what we see, we are not going to fear.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Living by Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 7th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith and fear to God.
Faith to God who gives me life.